So this is a poem, it's from Okadori Rock, so Devenu le sujet spectral, lyric poetry. Written upon an erasure, riam. Written upon an erasure, grand poder. Eo sazon, written upon an erasure, written upon an erasure. In the right margin, o signorin, written upon an erasure, also deleted by horizontal line. Malagrar egg, partially obliterated, badly spotted, pasted to board cover. When removed, the lines were produced in reverse, readable in the negative of photography. A combination of original folio and the board impressions produces the text we accomplish here. There commenced my bad times, of which I had never feared. I dreamed all my sleep, and now, partially erased, written upon an erasure, with a horizontal line, written upon an erasure in the right margin, partially obliterated, partially smudged, written also in the left margin, erasure between these words, erasure of the I after S, second E superimposed above R. In the left margin in light ink, written upon an erasure, in the left margin, amj, it would be better just to kill me. The one gone silent wills it so, to kill me, kill would do much good more. Erasure between these words, also deleted by horizontal line. Erasure, erasure, partially faded and written upon an erasure. In left margin, sa morere, smudge over q, smudge over e, smudged, smudged, also smudged. Erasure of nuka between these two words, written upon an erasure, polo grand, a, e, k, ui, el revadi do o kiden ke ren pregotar nome meo iu os illegible, illegible, respondoi ferra. That's from the notes, typeset notes explaining all the mistakes, corrections, and smudges on a medieval lyric poem. They were as good as a poem. This is from Eight Little Theatres of the Cornices. It's by Elisa San Pedrin, not me, but it's Theatre of the Mio Seco, Botos. I am in the little field of my mother. Her field touches oaks of the valley, and I touch the faces of my corn. Opening corn's faces, so that my hands touch its braille letters. The face of corn is all in braille. The corn wrote it. Fires will burn this evening, burn the dry husks of the corn, and I will learn to read. Sheep will wait by the trough, for they know corn's future, corn's humility, corn's dikten, grains. Granite too. This is from the Montreal Papers in Occitan, document 15, differential plane. It is citizenship's acts I dream of, acts not constrained or dilated by nation, especially as nation state and its 19th century model of sovereignty, rather acts as movements or gestures across a differential plane, not tied solely to ideologies, histories, rank, function. But how to articulate this without invoking transcendent citizens, as if Platonic ideas? What seed autonomy will speak dress? This differential plane also a wheel whose spokes bend, yet still it rolls. Captain Paul Gruninger, in 1938 at St. Gallen, physically a prosthetic application of Swiss border, altered 3,600 passports to permit Austrian Jews entry to his country. Forgery and insubordination were his délit d'hospitalité, the crime of hospitality. To make one's own inviolable seem permeable, this is a citizen's act. Or Christoph Merli, former bank guard, who took Nazi era documents from the shredder, Switzerland, 1997. Quote, after having considered other options, he finally decided that the career of a knight errant would be the most rewarding, intellectually and morally. That's C.S. Lewis talking about Don Quixote. How can God, and C.S. Lewis further, how can God meet us face to face till we have faces? The Basque philosopher Unamuno, saying that what led Juan Teresa Ignacio to mysticism was the perception of an intolerable disparity between the hugeness of their desire and the smallness of reality. Alonso Quijano, who obstinately refused to adjust the hugeness of his desire. The matter of density between an aspect and a principle, manners, vocabulary. Could her arm serve the universe? Unless the cafe of men churned a decade, how were the vacations of panic going? Have they extended? What have I charged? We are your forests. We stopped you. Gutter, inimical to fear, or asking, acting across a surface, itself hurt. Women were gathering. Oil's testimony, vigor. On Swiss, 1971, on Swiss TV, a year before he died, Gruninger said, "My conscience told me that I could not and would not send them back." The Swiss government pardoned him in 1995. Alonso Quijano, of course, we know by the name when he went out into the world, and not by his real name because he took on another name, Don Quixote. This is just a page from a longer poem called Search Procedures or Lake This, and it's written in sediments that alternate English and French. Interpretative relax, hormone exigence parfois aimerait cut up laughing. Your symbolise bien coulé ce que physis empathetic impetus of honte. Amertume légère de son madness, dance of spout lineal fusion de possible, espérant interpretive gleam. Side view, boîte ouvrant très proche, collaborative drive, edge visible, ôtez le jeu. Interpellant, literal land layer, adverbial, poudre. Saurons donc respirer. Literal land layer, is it layered in the head, words lined by dints of. So there's a, that goes on, and I'll spare it. So just give you a bit of the sound of it. This is a really old poem from the 80s, so I just thought I would read it. It's called Photosynthesis, for Karen Schuster. You are old, or are you young and unsure, after all, of the climate, the exact necessity of particulars? True, certain things can be verified. You have a job, a dental plan, an interest in vacant houses, probably a motto. You carry the right grudges and like to say you're in control and have no one look up and say otherwise. You have a schedule and adhere to it, at least in the mornings, if you get up. After all, the universe has a limited cast of characters. And sometimes when you talk in a crowd, you hear not yourself, but David, how he argued for years before driving off the highway near Lake Louise. How people give you what you never ask for, never want. How a woman seen today on the street walks with the peculiar gait you had 5 years ago. Yet then, when you stood in the light beside the house and had David snap one picture and you gave it to me, now it is all I have. It won't answer my questions as you did patiently. All I can do is peer into the picture and see how the light has changed you. You are not so tall with the house leaning behind, not so old or covered with vines yet. Your face is white, its smile barely distinguished, your hands held nervous together like a chapel. One leg slightly behind the other, you stand bare feet hidden in the lawn, hesitant, smiling, having at last no words for anything. That was one of my experiments with poems that seem to be more or less straightforward narrative poems, but there's something in the poem that indicates that it's about something else, that the narrative that you're reading is like a screen, and there's actually the narrative goes through in another direction. And did anybody hear the line that would indicate that?
Read it again.
The whole poem? No way. People will injure you if I read it again. No, I just say the clue to the whole story, because we think we're hearing words of an omniscient narrator who's looking at a picture, but they, in fact, the key that the narrative goes in another direction is the line "bare feet hidden in the lawn," because somebody looking at a picture could not tell that, so that the narrating voice actually had to have been there when the picture was taken. So there's another story. Suckers. But the poem itself is this kind of narrative thing. It's so smooth that you can kind of miss that there's actually a blip that's the punctum. This is one of the poems. Shannon let me put two poems in the book, and this is one of them. I wanted to put the two poems with dogs in them. This one's called "Jump Over the Gate." It's written in the rhythms of a children's book. I come home and tell my mother I grew up. I grew up, I say, and hug her. Isn't it amazing, she says. I go outside and open and slam the door of the old refrigerator on the patio. Our refrigerator. It's round back like asthma, silent now, a toque of snow over it. Where did you come from, my mother says when I'm in. I lay my mitts like two pages on the floor, my boots dripping muddy, smiles of water. You, I say. And she laughs. She's sitting at a high stool, higher than the kitchen table, pairing an old soft cheese into a bowl. I dip my hand in to taste. It's good, I say. Eat it on crackers, says my mother. It bugs her most when I lean out the screen door to call the dog out of the snow. Trix, I yell. Puppy, I yell. The dog is dead, my mother cries to me, but I know she's still there in the yard. Trix, I yell. We're going shopping. Mom, I'm bringing the dog, I shout back to her. Now the inside air is out and vice versa. It's cold. Go ahead if that's what you like, my mother sighs. There should be a dog, I think. Trix is with me and I let her run fast and dip her head into the snow, grabbing a big mouthful. She lopes ahead and waits for me at the corners. Cross, I yell. And on the way back, I think, if Trix were here, she'd carry the package. She liked to carry the package. Trix, I yell for good measure. Puppy, I yell for good measure. When I get home, we both jump over the gate. You're back, my mother says. There's really no Trix, I tell her, and pass her the package, my boots scuffed with wet snow, and pull the wool of my toque off my head. I call her because I feel like it, I tell my mother. I know, she says. I know. I'll never master the art of poetry. I have these words, sadness and tears. I'm not going to put them into lines for you, or ask for death, or tell you I suffer endlessly courting you. Sadness and tears. 807, number 864, Don Juan Mendiz de Bretaeros. The world's not a home I can swear allegiance to. The world's not my home. There's nothing traded there that tempts me. Outside thoughts. Thoughts tempt me. I might row to that island, row to him in words. Bless figuration. Number 1163, Roy Marquez de Casal. Put that. Mother, keep me from going to San Servando, because if I go there, I'll die of love. If you love me, keep me well loved. If I go now to San Servando, I'll die of love. It's perfidy you keep me from. If you love me, keep me back. I'll die of love. If you don't keep me from such perfidy as going to San Servando roaming, I'll die of love. I can only beg you to stop me from going to San Servando to see my beloved. If you don't keep me here, I'll let him pierce me. Keep me now, that I may not see him. This cannot be that I know him. I'll die of love. I ask you now, don't let me leave. for love. 1083, number 1149. Poet's name, Juan Serrando. If I see the ocean, it flows into my heart. I too am water. Further than this, I cannot go. Small organs, beauty waving, I cannot go. I cannot look more or again at the sea. Number 903, Roy Fernandez de Santiago. I'm not pleading any thread of love until I see you. I'm not plaiting my hair above until the sea brings you back from where you've gone to serve history and the king. I don't know what to do, and don't advise me, my friends. Number 918, Pedro Gonzalez de Porto Carreiro. I'm going to walk to the mountain, as if we could meet there. First, I must dream the mountain. Will it be verdant, hazed with summer? Or will I walk to you through snow? My heart. Number 927, Roy Fernandez, Clerico. Just going to read one more here that to close with. Those poems are a sequence from Ocadoiro. In Ocadoiro, I imitate the medieval Galician Portuguese repertoire, but because the poets' names are so great, the last two lines of all the poems are the archive number for the poem, in two different archives actually, and the name of the poet that's attributed to that poem. It's part of the poem in these cases. So this is a text from In Secession, where I wrote texts in response to one text in response to each one of the texts of Chus Pato's Secession. Her Secession doesn't refer to the American Civil War, but to the Vienna Secession, which was the kind of start in the late 19th century in Europe of modernism. So this one's in my side of the book is called The House Which Is Not Extension But Dispositio Itself. Inventio, dispositio, elocutio. So as to harness electrical impulses in the brain to communicate with one in a vegetative state, we ask her to imagine walking in the house for no or playing tennis for yes, and she answers our questions. Yes, Alexia is my father's name. Memoria pronunciatio. The head chief member of the body. Consciousness as spatiality and motor call. After the accident, Alberta nestled in the glass prison, tubes and wires, her torso and head puffed, the machine breathing outside her body, a pallor pronounced and shiny, halo and plates, painkillers in liquid penetrative form, the whole sawn then sewn with skin through which her cortex bulges. Alberta, I whisper, it's me. There's no surface reaction, but deep in her body, a chemical knowledge shivers. Alberta, land of aspens and her father, the lard pail lunch bucket of her uncle, and the river valley and horses, or organized blood. That lump in the leg looks like organized blood, the radiologist tells me. You should get an MRI. Oh, you bet I should, I said, and did, and it was not organized blood. Converse with her silence. Condition upgrade to hopelessly conscious. EEG show enhanced motor activity following a request to imagine playing tennis. And activity in the parahippocampal gyrus, posterior parietal lobe, and lateral premotor cortex after a request to imagine walking in the house. Consciousness is awareness of language. Consciousness in language is language reversible and striated in the cells. A thing removed from use and brought to its origin, the way forest intends house. Senses, it's now known, can be built atop other senses. Touch neurons can act as sight when receiving impulses from infrared beams of light. Touch neurons use these beams of light to touch at distance, and the organism sees. Language is also a prosthetic beam of light. At a poetry reading, extra senses bloom in the participants' skulls. An operation of words can touch using voice beams, enabling new sense capacities. Now, offer listeners three paired stimuli, silence versus sound, unintelligible noises versus intelligible speech with low semantic ambiguity, and speech with low versus high ambiguity. Poetry. Activation in the temporal lobe occurs in response to sound-silence pairs and speech-noise pairs. More widespread brain responses are obtained to ambiguous-unambiguous speech pairs. Activation is detected, too, in the inferior frontal lobe in response to ambiguous speech, in Broca's area, and in the area for management of risk. The primary auditory cortex responds to a familiar voice calling the listener's name. Higher-order temporal areas activate as well. A name, a voice, a familiar voice, a poetry reading. Ambiguous speech and the voice of the poet equals widespread cortical activation. When awake, we can report that we are conscious. Poetry mechanism. I report. I am conscious. Albertus Forrest. Took a long time to live in the ruined body, its heterogeneous particles. Though Alberta today speaks but few vocables, words still touch her, beams of light. Imagine yourself, I say to her, walking through poetry, your new home.